Welcome back. With snow on the ground, it's easy to forget the pesky mosquito. Although New England has seen a handful of cases of West Nile virus cases in recent years, mosquitoes here tend to be more irritating. While in other parts of the world, they carry diseases like malaria, yellow, and dengue fever. Anthony James is a molecular biologist who's created a genetically modified mosquito capable of producing only crippled offspring. This modified bloodsucker could theoretically wipe out native populations. While James tested the new pest in nets, his corporate partner, Oxitec, was secretly releasing genetically modified mosquitoes in the Cayman Islands. Now, as if GMOs didn't have enough public relations disasters already, some experts worry that this new controversy could actually pull the plug on a bug capable of saving thousands of lives. Michael Moyer is an editor for Scientific American, which recently featured an article on the detailed subject. Michael, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
There's so many varieties of mosquitoes. Specifically, which variety or varieties is the wipeout gene intended to destroy?
The wipeout gene is intended for the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, which is basically the main carrier of dengue fever. Dengue fever is one of the hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola or Marburg. And in its mild form, it just gives you flu-like symptoms. But if you get it again, it can cause very serious complications, including death in up to 20% of its victims.
So how does this modification work?
What happens is a kind of a riff on sterile insect technology, which has been used for many years in order to control insect populations. And what happens is they modify the genes in male mosquitoes so that when they mate with female mosquitoes, a complicated system of proteins and what have you goes through, and it incapacitates the females. Female mosquitoes, of course, are the ones who bite and spread disease. The males do not bite. And so what happens is when the adult females come out of the larva stage, their wings don't work. And so they just sit there on the top of the water, and they don't mate, they don't bite, and populations eventually crash.
So what happens to the frogs, the birds, the bats that feed off mosquitoes? Does this wipeout gene, if released into the wild, pose a risk to the food chain?
Yeah. You know, entomologists and biologists pretty much agree that mosquitoes aren't good for a whole lot. You know, if you did wipe out mosquitoes, as you might say, there are a lot of species that do feed on them, fish and birds and what have you. But, you know, evolution is pretty good, and some other group of insects or insect or group of insects will come in and take the place in the food chain, they think. What mosquitoes are really good at is spreading disease, and that's what these researchers want to bring to as much of a halt as possible.
And one of the lead researchers, Anthony James, he acknowledges, you know, this risky reputation of this kind of science and says GM just freaks people out. Well, yeah. So how are these studies being regulated? I mean, what kind of oversight exists, if any, when these studies are being conducted in developing nations?
Well, in your introduction, you mentioned a kind of contrasting approach. Anthony James is basically dotting all of his I's and crossing all of his T's, and he's testing down in Chiapas, Mexico, in these big netted farms, and he gets a lot of has pursued a lot of community involvement, and the community down there in Tapachula, Mexico, has a long long experience with these kind of tests, with sterile insect tests down there. They have a very bad dengue problem as well. The corporate partner, Oxitec, which is a corporate spinoff out of a research group in Oxford University in England, they are pursuing a little bit of a different approach. Someone would say it's inadequate. They do get approval from the place that they're going to release in. They're not just driving with a van out into the forest and releasing mosquitoes. They get approval for the national and local governments of the places that they go to and indeed are invited to go into those. They haven't taken such a robust approach with getting community involvement. Their first test, which was done in Grand Cayman Island, which is south of Cuba in the Caribbean, there was just a little spot on local television saying that we're going to release some sterile insects and it's going to be great because we're going to release disease. But there was no opportunity for community involvement and questions and comments. And, of course, nothing would ever be able to stop it if people did have problems.
That's part of the question here. I mean, you know, that James makes a big deal about involving and educating a community about what he's doing. Outreach clearly is a key to creating a public that might be more accepting of GMOs. But, I mean, let's just look at how that sounds. Better PR for GMOs. You know, if they sort of construct it in a way that the population easily accepts, then it's okay?
Well, I mean, I think openness is definitely a virtue here, and I think that this technology has the potential to do a lot of good. I don't think that you try and sugarcoat it by saying we're just going to be releasing some insects and it's going to, you know, cure disease in the area by any means. You know, genetically modified organisms and technology does have, a speckled past. And in, for instance, in Europe, it has much more of an outcry against it than it does here in the U.S., where we're much more capable of it. The trick is going to be figuring out the places where people are more accepting of genetically modified technologies and looking at them.
Well, and maybe have an end to things like dengue fever. We really want to thank you, Michael Moyer, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Moyer, an editor for Scientific American, which recently published the article The Wipeout Gene in its November issue. Now, you can find a link to that story. It's a very dense and interesting story. That's at our website, nhpr.org. And while you are there, tell us what you think. How would you feel if you found out that genetically modified insects were being released into New Hampshire's backwoods? Well, let us know.